on his way down. I'm trying to catch him, Mr. President.
Larry.
Yes, Mr. President.
What is our situation on the signing and how are we going to avoid overlooking somebody?
Well, first on the signing, they're debating the resolution right now. They should be able to. They should vote about 1:30. Claude tells me 1:35. So that gets, we're all set on our end. We've gone over these lists very, very carefully. Lists submitted by Justice, lists that involve the Negro community, of course, obviously, the appropriate congressional people. We felt that the format of the tax bill went reasonably well for a large signing ceremony, and that we would have the key people that should be gathered around you in the East Room. We have them properly placed, so the appropriate people will have the proper recognition, and we won't have the mob scene of elbowing.
And you look after the Republicans so we don't get cussed out about that.
That's the major part of the problem, is the Keating Javits part. Now, Kuchel is another story. We thought we'd...
Kuchel and McCullough.
We would place them, but nevertheless, the Democrats would have the key spots. Now, in addition to that, when you actually sign the bill and they're seated for your remarks, we're going to have name cards on the first two rows. There'll be about 15 of them, key people who will be placed in the seats that we designate. The others gather again in seats behind them. We may have, I think we've got it geared, Mr. President, that number one, that people that should be at this ceremony, that I don't think, very honestly, we've overlooked anyone that would be key and would feel that someone was invited, and if he were invited, why wasn't the other guy? I think we're in good shape that way. And secondly, I think the format that's been established, Claude and Jack have worked on it, and Claude and I have talked it over in detail.
Just as long as you're in charge of it, I'll feel relieved. I don't want to know anything about it. I just want you to run the show, and I know you'll do it right.
I'm taking the responsibility.
That's good. Now, any other news?
No, nothing too much at the moment.
Morris tells him that he's not going to let him bring up foreign aid until after the conventions, and he's not going to let him bring up authorization. He's just having hell with them, they tell us.
Yeah.
Now, on this meat thing, that can be disastrous to us. I don't know, you better talk to Mansfield. Albert called me last night, and I talked to Albert to thank him, and he says it's just awful that he's got a big beef district himself.
Yeah.
And they've added that to amendment to a House-passed bill, and it doesn't even go to the committee, and that all they got to do is get a rule, and all the Republicans will give them a rule immediately.
Yeah. Now, I talked to Albert this morning on this, and I didn't get the same reaction, but he sounded like a fellow who wanted to try somehow, without being caught with his own fingers in the cookie jar, to have this thing fade out over in the House. Now, however, Freeman followed my call with him by a visit, and Freeman reported back that Albert was very, very tough on this.
Well, he told me last night, and Humphrey told me this morning, that he just says if it passes the Senate, it's long gone, and the only thing I can do is veto it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I go to vetoing stuff that Mansfield's interested in, it's terrible, and I can't afford to sign a bill that we ship out $24 billion worth of stuff a year, and we only import $18 billion.
Yeah.
And if we go to sign bills like that, well, other countries go to sign them, we'll lose $6 billion in trade ourselves. And we've already got the same agreement by voluntary means. The damn thing doesn't do it. It just makes a law out of something we don't need a law.
Yeah. Now,
I don't know how to stop Mansfield on
it. I had asked Albert, as a friend of the court, so to speak, to talk to Mansfield this morning. He did talk to him, and he reported to Freeman that Mansfield told him that He just was not going to budge. By God, the Senate was going to pass that.
Well, I think that's right. I think it's a terrible mistake.
So I asked Freeman to get back directly with Mansfield and go over all these statistics that Freeman has showing price increases and a generally improved situation and report back again on how he made out in that conversation. And that's about where we stand.
I think what you better do, Larry, you better call Dean Rust.
Right.
And ask Dean Rust.
Okay.
And tell him to take the Secretary of Commerce on his trade if he wants to, or his trade expert, George Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they better get up and have a meeting with the Senate leadership.
Yeah.
They have a meeting with Anderson, who's very interested in the subject, and Mansfield and Humphrey, and point out to them the great dangers and what will happen. How to run our Kennedy round,
yeah,
and see if they can't have a meeting tomorrow.
All right, that's damn good.
Rusk is leaving town, taking a vacation, so he may already be gone, but I think you better get him and tell him this
right.
is so urgent that he and Ball better go into it swinging and say it'll destroy the Kennedy round, it'll destroy everything, they'll have to recommend the veto, and there's no use letting this thing get going too far.
No, see,
too far.
No, see, I had hoped that Mansfield might feel that he could go along with us a little on this, that he had shown some activity for his constituents and what have you, and that we could run this out on a time basis. But
well, you see, if they hadn't added this amendment, if they just passed the Mansfield bill,
yeah.
Now, Mansfield's got a good thing to insist that they can't, to tell him that the House won't even consider this if it's tied to their bill, but if they'll pass a separate bill,
yeah.
They can consider General Ed Wilbur could block it in the committee.
Yeah.
And by delaying.
Yeah.
But it don't go to the committee now.
Yeah.
All it goes to the Rules Committee. Who's after it?
That's right. That's right. Well, let me, that's a damn good idea. Let me grab Rusk if I can right now and get this set up.
All right.
I will. I'll go right at it.
All right.
Thanks.
Now, Larry.
Yeah.
Be sure.